parent Elliot Bruhl made the case for district funding of soccer. His kids have participated in many school sports and activities. He said participation in activities was an important predictor of success in school.
I think that these programs are not window dressing. They're not frosting on the cake. They're essential to our educational program in this town.
45 students now play soccer at Sitka High, 31 boys and 14 girls. Soccer began as a club activity 5 years ago and became a varsity co-ed sport a year later. The motion on the table was to give soccer $18,000, or an equal share of the $162,000 activities allotment that the district divides among all sanctioned sports. Bruhl volunteered that the soccer program could manage with $9,000, but he suggested that if the legislature was not going to make public education a priority, then Sitka should. The Assembly, in the last couple of budget cycles, has not been funding local schools to the maximum allowed under state law.
You know, I remember a time 10 or 15 years ago when this community funded, as a community, up to the cap. And I think that people who care about education in this community need to speak out forcefully in the public setting about the importance of this community standing behind its kids. And it's clear that the state is not going to support it as much as it has in the past. So we as a community have to step up.
Soccer has become a varsity sport in much the same way that football and baseball have. A dynamic group of parents pull together to create a program for their kids, manage all the funding and travel, and then hand it over to the district when their kids graduate. Sitka High Activities Director Mike Vieira urged the board to look to the future when parents like Elliot Bruhl no longer had children in school.
I guess my question is really, can we afford it? And I hate to stand up here and seem like I'm in opposition to Elliot. He's been my biggest ally in this position over the last 6 years. But my question is, if the people came to ask for soccer with this request for money at the initial time, the conversation would have been, can we afford it?
In a worst-case budget scenario, cutting the total activities allotment and adding soccer might mean that other teams would lose about $4,000 each. This has caught the attention of other coaches, like swimming head coach Robbie Jarville, who's been working with fixed or declining budgets in recent years.
You know, the $10,000 that I get every year has not changed for 11 years. The flight to Juneau has changed a lot in 11 years.
But Jarville also shared an opinion that mirrored what basketball coaches Rich Krupa and Andy Lee and girls softball coach Bob Petruski all said.
I'm for soccer. If kids want to get out and do it, I'm not going to be the one to say no. But as a group, we need to figure out how to get better funding to take this off of parents and take this so much fundraising.
The burden of activity fees plus fundraising has been addressed before. School Board President Lon Garrison was clearly frustrated that the board was having to deal with a chronic problem as a crisis.
I will remind everybody that Tim Fulton led an effort last year to find alternative sources of funding, and it came to absolutely zip. Participation in that committee process fizzled out completely, and now here we are.
Garrison recommended reestablishing a committee to explore funding alternatives. He said that an idea offered by Coach Andy Lee, a 50-50 raffle at basketball games, was a good starting point. Other board members were cautious. Cass Pook was reluctant to take money out of reserves to fund soccer, especially when the district faced the prospect of cutting teaching positions next year. Tanya Ryu offered the motion to reduce the funding amount from $18,000 to $6,000, which passed. Jen Robinson was encouraged by the high participation in soccer, but said her yes vote was not a promise of funding in the future. Tim Fulton said he believed that if the district were going to fund soccer, it should do so in parity with other sports. Superintendent Steve Bradshaw did not argue the merits of soccer. He said the board will be looking at a $1 million cut to next year's budget. This funding was a small gesture in comparison.
We're here for $6,000. I think you can pass it tonight, but I think this discussion will come up in the budgets because something's got to go.
The vote to fund soccer was 5-1 with Cass Pook opposed. The first formal budget hearing with the district faculty and staff will be on Tuesday, February 12th at 3:45 p.m. in the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.